think we charge for the permit.
I didn't say, well, I don't know because we haven't done electrical, so I mean, maybe there is a permit on it. Regardless, if this guy does have the permit on it, he's still gonna be $11,000 versus.
$15,000 to $17,000.
$15,000 to $17,000. And I know that Jim put in his message here. Both A-Team and Old Town have completed all my projects without incidents. Both contractors work well for me. Jim Meyer, Building Commissioner.
And if I remember correctly, he's also given some accolades to Old Town for previous work that they've done.
Possibly, yes.
That'd be my consensus in the Old Town because it looks like they're doing a larger scope of work.
Well, regardless of, you know, other than not bidding the electrical panel replacement, regardless, they're still gonna be cheaper.
Yeah.
By about $6,000 cheaper.
Even if you take the door off?
Even if you take the door off.
Yeah.
Can I borrow this for a second?
Oh, certainly.
Is that asked?
Yes, Your Honor.
You can say no. You're right, it's easier to compare some of those papers.
Oh, yeah.
Going back and forth on the screen.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah.
So.
The only thing I'm saying is, for the council's input is, when you look down the cost, there's not a whole bunch of difference between the two bids. Until you get down here where it says rear entry door. On A-Team framing, it says spoke with Lonnie and Harold and discussed maybe doing a ramp in the front in the future instead of cutting into the masonry and electrical. This one shows that they're bidding it as $6,000 for the masonry and to replace the door. So if we're electing not to do that, then their bid's gonna drop $6,000, which is gonna put them down to $11,472. Versus this one that's showing total cost for gas valve, electrical, bedroom, and front living room window, $15,007 to $17,507.
I'm just trying to break down where the differences are, so.
There's not, yeah.
One of the big one is the bathroom.
Yes.
$2,000 there.
Yes, $7,000 versus $9,400.
Yeah.
And then the electrical service. So Old Town is only $200 to install electrical service and certify it's currently safe or not. So if it's not safe, they might have to jump up and get something.
Well, but it's broken down. See, they give you one lump sum at their A-One that's just $2,250, where Old Town's got it broken down. And if you add up all those, they'd probably be closer to the dollar amount that you're thinking, because they got it all replaced down.
So even on that $11,000, let's say we take that $2,250, they're still cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep. Thank you, Brad.
Yes, sir.
I'd make a motion for Old Town. Do the work.
I second that.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
10%'s okay with him too then, right?
Correct. Next is nuisance abatements, item number 10. I haven't got anything major to report, but it's been cold.
I don't know, it's pretty warm over there.
Next item is item number 11, status demolition project. It's down and filled.
It looks good.
Looks wonderful.
No issues?
Not that I'm aware of. I haven't heard anything. There's a large brush pile, but come spring, Bluegrass Fire will run that pile. So it'll be done.
And we need roofs?
There ain't gonna be time for that, because I'm guessing once we throw a match to it, it's gonna be gone.
It's gonna go.
It's dry.
Some old stuff.
It's old stuff.
Yeah, that looks really good over there.
Yep.
Did somebody buy that?
No.
Do something with it?
Nope.
Just a vacant lot currently?
Correct.
She still owns it, right?
Correct. Well, there's some, I don't know.
On who the actual.
She owns it, but she said she signed it over to the kid, but I don't see it signed over to the kid, and it's still in her name, so.
She has 5 years. She can't get rid of it.
She can't get rid of it for 5 years.
Well, she can, but she's gotta pay back the LMI portion.
Correct.
Yeah.
Even if she signs it over to a family member, she'd still have to pay back.
Oh.
So she ain't gonna sign it over for 5 years.
No.
Right, so she, unless she sells it or something.
Or she.
What if she passes, then is it, can it go to the son?
The estate comes back to us. The estate has to pay us.
We've had two of them.
We've had two of those already.
My next one.
Really?
Correct.
So we get paid back and then it goes, okay.
Now, assuming that they, we can get enough for it or whoever. I mean, if some reason it only sells for $5,000, I know it's 18, well, there's, you can get it, but, yeah.
But that there's just, there's, then the city would have the opportunity to place a lien on the estate. So whatever money they had coming in or any assets they had, the city would get their money before it would go to their.
Will or whatever.
Correct.
Even if there's a trust, the city.
Correct, the city will get their money. That's the way we set that up years ago so that the city didn't get. Because nothing against it, but 90% of the people that are gonna file for LMI are gonna be disabled or elderly, so the city didn't want, not that we don't care about our elderly, we just didn't wanna get to a point to where we got thousands and thousands of dollars out there and then the next thing you know, somebody passes away and they turn around and sell it and the city's out there.
I think it was 3 months and the person passed away and had to pay the full amount.
Yeah.
On one of them.
Yeah, my neighbor was probably a year or two into it maybe. So she had to pay, you know, 60% or something like that.
Oh, they
prorated.
Oh, it's prorated.
Yeah, every year take 20%.
Yeah, every year 20% drops off of it. Until year five when it's obviously 100%.
Now, how often can they come after LMI?
Once a year.
That is so beneficial for them.
We got 700,000 in there.
Well, the point of it is, and
just getting interest, I mean.
And just to back up on it, the point of it is, is that LMI money is money used for low to moderate income. At one point, we had almost $1 million in there. And we never had anybody that ever questioned or brought a concern about, hey, you know, I'm having a hard time paying, I need this done or that done. So then the city kind of came up with this idea of this LMI and people could apply for it. Well, we've had a couple that have applied for it that didn't meet criteria. We had a couple that applied for it and it was not really a necessity type thing or a safety issue or something that was totally needed.
More of a want, like a.
It was more of a
basement window that so a bedroom could be down there. Well, you don't have one now. You can't. You know, it's like.
You know,
a,
I mean, you know, it'd be like somebody coming in saying, "Well,
addition to the house.
I'm LMI, but I want a jacuzzi in my basement." Well, that's not something that we're going to do, obviously. So that's where it came into Jim doing a safety inspection, inspecting the home for issues, and be quite honest with you, I think that's worked out the best because we found a lot of issues, safety issues with homes that, you know, that's not what they wanted. They didn't want any of the things that we found wrong, but they had to have them before we could do their want. You see what I'm saying?
Which is good.
Which is good. So, but there's 700 and some change. $1,000 in that account yet.
So if we could get a nursing home here and help out with that. That's on a bucket list. It's going to happen before I die.
I'll be long gone.
Oh, jeez.
Retirement.
You don't want one?
No.
Trust me, we go to Walkup.
We go to 543 calls an hour, you'll be over 1,000.
Yeah.
With the nursing home.
Walcott's so busy that we go to 510 North Main Street in Walcott to their nursing home. So, yeah, don't get me wrong, I'm not against nursing homes. It's just that it is.
Well, you can do a down payment assistance for people that qualify, but in talking with other cities, they said you don't want this.
Mm-mm.
You want a bunch of Medicaid customers.
They opened it up, and there's a lot of issues with that.
There's other cities that do this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They all have.
LMI?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 A lot of them adopt our policy.
My sister's never heard of it.
A lot of them have. I was going to say, there's been cities that have gotten a hold of us and wanted our policy.
Yeah.
And they adopted ours.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
I can't remember what city called me. The one city called me and he says, I really love the 10%. He says, that's a keep them honest money. I said, well, we figured if you're going to borrow, if you're going to get $18,000, 10% of 18,000 is 1,800. You know, most people can swing that or whatever the dollar amount is. Any other questions?
No.
Okay. Next item is policy and administration. Item number 12, clerk's report. So, December penalties. 84 accounts were assessed a penalty totaling $450.
Went down from 90 last month.
Yeah. A total of six delinquent letters were sent out, totaling $523, that were due on 1-5, all paid within the time prescribed. Seven liens were placed from last month's delinquency, and or last month's delinquencies and one delinquency.
Mm-hmm. Garbage.
That is correct.
Best fundraiser the city's ever had.
It's ridiculous.
I forgot what the delinquent list looked like. It was terrible this month. I don't know if everybody's paying for Christmas, if it gets, you know.
What's $17?
Well, it's $16 now. It'll be $17 next month.
Oh, I wrote down $17 this month. My child. Oh, wow.
Done.
Ann, you've got to prepare the budget worksheet, meet with the finance committee. 2 weeks, 2 months, how long do you do that?
Probably towards the middle of February.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You going anywhere?
Oh, yeah, but I'm on the finance committee.
So. Oh, yeah.
You've got at least one more Florida trip
in. Well, Joyce will be doing that second meeting. I'll be in Michigan that week, so.
Well, because you're in what week it is.
She's going to be doing snowmobiling. I should be going somewhere warm.
You planned your.
Yeah, I can't believe a cold-blooded individual like you.
It's pretty warm in snowmobiles. You got the heat coming
out. Oh, don't even think about it. She's got heat packs and warmers and everything else. And her snowmobile suit and then her gloves. Yeah. I'm guessing that there's a second battery on her snowmobile just to power the.
Oh, she probably got a battery-operated heater on it.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised a cab snowmobile for her.
Jacket, gloves.
The next item is item number 13, Iowa DOT 5-year maintenance and repair agreement.
Okay, I don't get that.
The attorney did look it over. It's a formality, basically, on maintenance and repairs. And they do it every 5 years. They have cities adopt this policy.
It's just an agreement. Mainly 61 and the bridges, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't pay for it.
Well, we don't. Nope.
No.
That's weird.
I know. It's just, it's, the attorney just basically said it was a formality that they have to follow.
We've done this for years.
Yeah. The whole time I've been here.
Yeah.
Do you need a motion?
We need a motion to approve the agreement.
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
And Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
Next is liquor licenses and renewals. Item number 14, Dollar General number 12897. Is there a motion to approve their...
Was there any problem with them? Okay. I make that motion.
Aye. Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
And Herman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
Item 15, J. Lee Oil LLC DBA BP liquor license renewal.
No issues with that one either.
None. I make the motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
And Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
Next is economic development strategy, planning and goal setting. That's just on there for future.
Well, the February 2nd meeting is when we'll have the public hearing for that Bruce Construction's 10-year tax abatement.
Are you going to be around or are you going to be in Florida?
I'll be here.
You'll be here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll make both February meetings. I leave next day, I think.
How long are you going to be gone this time?
Just 10 days.
Comments for future agenda items.
The February 16th meeting.
The only comment
meeting.
I got really is you should take his vacation take away from him.
The February 16th meeting will be Tuesday, yep, okay.
I'm doing the 18th, because
okay, all right.
I planned around it.
Good job.
I did. Now we're gonna leave the 17th.
Is there a motion for adjournment?
I make that motion.
I'll second that, baby.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
And Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, two ayes, one nay, motion carried.